Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you? 206-803-ROCK. We are bringing this up because a woman in Minnesota was charged for rustling sheep. Rustling is when you steal someone's livestock.
I did not know that until this morning.
First time I've heard that term as well. So here is the police chief talking about what happened.
A report of a man and woman walking a dog and a sheep. The woman who was confronted originally said that she had purchased the sheep. That turned out not to be true. What actually happened was she went to the farm and drug the sheep out of the farm. Oh. She almost choked the sheep out. So you can't rustle people's livestock in Bloomington.
Well, at first I thought that meant drug, like he gave it, like, you know, Molly or something.
Roofies.
Like that.
Yeah. I thought it was like he drugged the sheep.
Right. So I was like, that's awful. And then I'm like, oh, he meant just like dragging it. And then I'm like, well, that's still awful. Like, both of those are terrible. That's just, so has anyone ever tried to steal, like, because you live on a farm,
yes.
For those that don't know, and you have, what, like 16, 17 animals?
Yeah, we're at 12 right now.
But oh, okay.
There was one time that I think both our chickens and our neighbor's chickens got out, and people put the wrong chickens back in the wrong pens.
Well, that was for a new reality show. It was from the makers of Wife Swap called Rhymes with Pock Swap.
Oh, my God. Sorry. So it wasn't really like they chicken got stolen. Swap. They just got put back in the wrong pens, which was very funny.
So nobody's ever tried to like come to your
I mean, honestly, aside from the coyotes in the hood have definitely stolen some chickens
fair,
from us.
Fair, okay.
But it sounds like all the sheep and animals involved in that theft were unharmed, which is great news.
I just want to pull that woman and say, what are you doing? Like, why? What is wrong with you trying to steal somebody's animal?
So what is the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you, Rockaholics? Or that one thing that you wish you could get back that was stolen? 206-803-ROCK. Ashley and Stanwood, tell us what happened when you went to a bachelorette party.
So on our way to a bachelorette party, flying into Sky Harbor Airport, we're excited, we're ready to rock, we're at that terminal where your bags come around the roundabout, and we realize a few bags are gone. My bag is gone, another girl's bag is gone, and then this community bag that we had packed, right?
Okay.
Well, inside the community bag for a bachelorette party is all penises. Penis straws, penis hats, penis glasses, penis glitter, penis shirts.
I mean, you're not having a bachelorette party if you don't have those things in your possession.
Bright pink, glittery. I mean, we DIY'd these obnoxious glittery, I mean, 4-foot glitter penis with a hole cut out of it so you could put your face in it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
perfect for Instagram pictures.
And then our personal bags. So about 36 hours later, Maricopa County police officers call us and say they found our bags.
Ma'am, we found your penises.
Okay, so they find our bags outside of a methadone clinic in a stolen SUV, just scattered. They are just absolutely scattered, all of our belongings, along with like 10 other bags.
Well, did
not
you make
a single penis? Not one.
Did you make
not even a speck of glitter?
Did you make penis shaped crack pipes? Is that why?
That's what they were doing. That's where they were off to.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That is wild.
Was not expecting that kind of a phone call this morning.
I also think that was the record for saying penis.
Yes.
This morning.
It's a big day today. Yeah. Trucker Matt in Moses Lake, what was stolen when you had your house broken into?
So, yeah, somebody broke into my kitchen window, and the only thing of value they really stole was an Xbox 360. But they left all the games, all the controllers, and took half of the power cord.
Huh. And what are you? I guess they're just going to maybe you just grabbed it and they're just hoping to bring it to a pawn shop. But that seems so strange.
That one made the most sense. But they also took my electric razor that was plugged into the wall, but left the charger.
Dude,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when those people came into my garage, because we unfortunately left our garage door open when we went to bed, and they went in and took the rental car that I had at the time, and the other stuff that they grabbed. It was like so like random. It's just like, oh, okay, it was just easy to grab and throw in the car that was in our garage.
Yeah, and they also stole a bunch of wine glasses that were probably worth 50 cents, maybe a dollar a piece, left the one that had my last name etched into it.
Oh. See, at least they had conscience. You know, like, we can't take this one. This guy's last name.
Devin is in Anacortes. Same question to you. What was the strangest thing that was ever stolen from you?
A box of Krispy Kreme stolen from me.
What? Okay, now this would piss me off.
Like the same thing happened. Like I had my car broken into. They stole my stereo. Me and my buddy had just like went to a Mariners game that night, and we got a dozen Krispy Kremes on the way home, and I parked my car. Overnight, woke up in the morning, went out to my car, stereo was gone. I look in the back seat, the box of Krispy Kremes was still there. And I'm like, oh, sweet, you know? And I open it up. There's one Krispy Kreme left with a bite taken out of it.
They didn't take the whole box? So they were.
They just sat in the car probably stealing my whole stereo, and they literally left one left with a bite taken out of it.
Also, why did you leave the Krispy Kremes in your car overnight?
I forgot about them. They were in the back seat. I just got out and went inside.
David, I'm not trying to laugh at the situation, but just like I'm picturing these guys in your car trying to like get the stereo out, and he's like, John, hand me another one of those donuts.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's just awful.
Wow.
Terrible. Somebody texted in at 206-803-ROCK said, I had my VHS collection stolen when somebody broke into my apartment. They took all of them except for one. Friday. They left me that one. It's a good movie.
That's a great movie.